Item number one, Org Unit 4900, Medical Examiner, page 233.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it on?
Good morning. Is the red light on in front of you?
Yes.
No. Well, okay.
It might be.
Yeah, they aren't that bright, are they?
Apparently, I'm not either. got it.
I think it's on.
There you go.
Good morning. Thank you very much for allowing us to come a little bit early today.
Sure.
We just wanted to review...
Did you identify yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. My name is Dr. Agnieszka Rogalska from the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office. This is Karen Domagalski, our operations manager. I just wanted to say that we're going to review our budget today. I would first like to start by sending apologies from Dr. Peterson, the chief medical examiner. He's unable to be here today because, as some of you know, we have the National Association of Medical Examiners conference being held in Milwaukee with about 300 to 500 medical examiners swarmed in on the city. And because we're hosting this, he's actively engaged in preparations for that meeting. Our budget has the following changes. It's really pretty much staying the same. We are increasing our cremation permit fees from $250 to $325 to $350. We are also including in this budget funding for a fifth pathologist. We just recently hired a fourth, but in order to be full staff, we do need five pathologists. We will also be funding a forensic investigator position, which is a part-time position for our office. And also, because of the new system that has been created by the state, I'm not sure if you're familiar, the state has gone to an electronic death certificate system, in which case there's no more paperwork to be done, no faxing of death certificates. They're done all on computer. That position is being cut. Are there any questions at this time? Those are the only changes for our budget.
Any questions? Supervisor Jerzyk.
The one thing I often ask is services for out-of-county medical examinations. Did that take place? And if so, do you have any information on that today?
Well, yes, I'm not sure exactly what information you're looking for specifically, but the medical examiner's office here in Milwaukee County services also Kenosha County autopsies, Racine County autopsies. We do Ozaukee County, and we also contract with Dodge and Jefferson. Dodge and Jefferson are not the biggest contributors. They do a handful of autopsies each year when they feel that they need one, whereas Kenosha, Racine, and Ozaukee do the bulk of their their autopsies through our office because they do not have a forensic pathologist. I would estimate that each one of those counties, specifically Racine and Kenosha and Ozaukee, bring in about 100 to 150 autopsies each year. And I don't know if Karen knows any more about how much money was raised.
Yeah, I'm not going to make you do that off the top of your head. I'm going to ask that we have follow-up information on out-of-county services in terms of what you believe the costs to your department are and then what the revenues are. I want to make sure that Milwaukee County is not paying the burden of out-of-county autopsies.
Oh.
So I would like that information as a follow-up, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Any other questions? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning.
Good morning.
I see that you are getting some new equipment and expected it to be funded by land sales. What if all those were projected and aren't actually received yet? So is that a factor in next year's budget or next year's duties?
You know what? I happen to be, unfortunately, totally ignorant of that information. I'm not sure if somebody else has.
Okay.
Karen, do you have some? Is there a specific equipment that you could reference?
I think the equipment you were just talking about. You're getting some new toxicology equipment?
I do know that there is a plan to get a new instrument for the purposes of detecting drugs in the blood called a liquid chromatography mass spectrometer, but I'm not sure what the cost of that is or when that's anticipated to be purchased. I don't have those numbers in front of me. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, well, I guess you can just get it to me.
I can tell you what it does.
No, just want to make sure you'll be able to finance and do your autopsy. It looks like it's important. equipment?
Yeah, it is. We're hoping that that's going to be able to turn our turnaround time right now from about, you know, 6 to 8 weeks for toxicology to decrease that to maybe 1 or 2 weeks, which will allow us, once we become accredited by the American Board of Forensic Toxicology, to actually provide services to other counties in the state or outside of the state as a consult service to bring to generate revenue to do toxicology.
Okay. I was trying to find the name of it real quick. I read it last night. But,
I have some information here. Well, they're calling it here the they called it a spectrometer.
Okay,
we'll call it that for today. But apparently,
here it is. The liquid
chromatography mass spectrometry.
Tandem mass spectrometer system.
Yeah, and actually what it does is it'll take a liquid, okay, you can push it through the machine. It's almost CSI, except it's real. So you push it through the machine, and what it does is it excites the analytes, and you can identify them on the molecular level. At this point, we're using something called a gas chromatographer, which does the same thing. But first, you have to make it into a gaseous form before you can pass it through, and that takes a little bit of it takes quite a bit of time, actually, to prepare the sample. This is going to reduce our preparation time and free up our technologists to do more volume as opposed to doing the work of preparation beforehand.
Yes, I appreciate that. I'm just saying, in order to get this, you need $126,000 from the land sales that we haven't received yet. So that's what I was just worried about. But that's all.
We have our fingers crossed.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A statement you made about the new computer system kind of piqued my interest. Can you briefly tell us a touch more about that?
Well, our new computer system.
This is the state system.
The state DC system. We had nothing to do with that. That was the state. The state has basically gotten with the times in terms of reporting death certificates, all vital records. And we've been waiting for the death certificate to become electronic for quite some time. And finally, as of August 30th this year, was it August 30th or September 1st? Okay, September 2nd, it actually went electronic. So what used to take us a while to type up, and then you'd have to fax it, and somebody would have to come and sign for it, and we'd have to sign for it. Essentially, all of that is eliminated now. It's all done on computers. So the funeral home will generate the information. They send it to us. I just make sure that the cause and the manner of death have been appropriately transcribed and sign off on it, and it reduces the amount of workload that we have in our office. Right. And all offices around the state. It's not just us.
And you said that was from the state's equipment?
We didn't have to have any increase in equipment. It's just basically, to my understanding, it's a web-based server, so we just basically connect on through the Internet, and it seems to be working for now.
Okay. So would you say that you're seeing an improvement in efficiency as a result of this?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Good.
We are. Karen, maybe you have some more information about how much it really does.
More efficient, less things being done incorrectly, things being done much faster. It's much more of a benefit to the citizens of the county.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any further questions? If not, we do have one person from the public who has registered to speak on this item. I think it's Leah Kyle Lewis. Speaking against. Hasn't quite made it through the pipeline. Okay. Hey, you didn't put a number on, so we didn't know what.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Number. So also Ron Hart. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Leah Kaya Lewis, and I work for the Medical Examiner's Office. I'm opposing the elimination of the job because completing death certificates are not the only duties that I do. In addition to the death certificates that has been assigned to someone else, I also assist grieving families when they come in for copies or just inquiries. I assist the media with copies when needed. I answer the telephones, and they're repeatedly ringing. Occasionally, I may be responsible for filing and other duties as assigned. So I'm totally against abolishing the clerical assistance. And in the form, he stated about the investigators being fatigued or whatever, bringing in a new investigator, well, if they eliminate the clerical position, then that's going to shift more responsibilities on the investigators.
Mr. Hart, do you have something to add?
Sure. My name is Ron Hart, and I'm the president that represents all the clerical administrative accountants throughout Milwaukee County. I've come to the table to speak against this for various reasons. Number one, had the department had more than one clerical position, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. But when you eliminate the only support staff in that department, it raises many issues. As she stated, if you're going to have you want the forensic people to do what they are hired to do, why would you want to shift all the clerical work that you... Two things. Number one, you're going to be paying forensic people more money to do clerical work. Clerics is the lowest... This position she has is the lower paying position in the department. Mm-hmm. Now you're eliminating that position, adding more work on the forensic investigators to do clerical work, whereas you have one person already doing the work of three. She's the receptionist. As she stated, she do all the backup work to the forensic people. I'm a big believer in computers, but I don't believe in computers taking work, and a computer is not a human. If this is one of the most vulnerable times in a person's life, and if you're coming into a department and there's no one there to greet you, feel your emotions, that says a whole lot there. In Milwaukee County, they stated themselves they want to make it better for Milwaukee County. Well, not having no one at their front desk is not going to make it better for Milwaukee County. Forensic investigators should be doing what they were hired to do, not sit there and do clerical work. And you're paying them more money. They bring in an assistant medical examiner. You're bringing in more high-paying people and eliminating the least-paying person. Yeah. And that's something to think about. And that's the only reason I'm rising at this table this morning, because you're cutting off the least-paying person who's actually right now doing the work of three to bring in more high-paying, high-ranking people. Think about it. They said themselves they want to release, you bringing an hourly person in to release fatigue. Would you really need an hourly person when you've got someone here 40 hours a week doing the work that needs to be done for Milwaukee County? And that's why I'm here basically for. Had they had more than one clerical person in that department, I've seen that department cut their people back. You're down to one. You want to get rid of that one. Now tell me what sense that make. Even every department in Milwaukee County needs a support person if it's just one. And that's my point this morning.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Ms. Lewis.
Good morning.
Are you? Do you do any of these duties right here? Generate any of the contracts, or do you help reduce any of the autopsy work? It looks like that's what they're trying to replace this position with.
The only thing I'm currently doing in terms of the paperwork right now is generate the cremation permits. The death certificates are online. However, the funeral home prints out the documents to move forward with the cremation permits. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm currently fulfilling.
Have you had a discussion with the manager or director who proposed the elimination of this position?
Yes. Well, I was told early... in July that my position was eliminated because the death certificates are online now.
Oh, what?
The death certificates are handled online now, but that's about it. This still needs a front desk person, and for duration of the medical examiner's office, they have not been without a receptionist.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to know is, did you explain to him the importance to you of this position?
No, I haven't.
All right. I think you should have that conversation and just let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything further? If not, we'll certainly take it in consideration. Thank you for coming down today.
And I will assist her to have that conversation with the medical examiner. Okay. Dr. Peterson and I do talk quite a bit, so I will make it a point on Monday morning to follow up with him myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.